just this morning. I had an 11-year-old come in. So the mom's out in the waiting room with three small kids, and I brought her in to look at this 11-year-old who came in for her first cleaning, and she had like four bombed out teeth. What are you gonna do? You're gonna take number 19 out on an 11-year-old? And she had three more to go with that. Thank God she came here, because I'm gonna restore these teeth with composite, and they're gonna last 20 years. They're not gonna have root canals, they're not gonna have crowns. I'm just gonna treat her very conservatively.
Welcome to the Phil Klein Dental Podcast. Today we're chatting with Dr. John Gamichia, a general dentist who's been in practice for over 30 years and has made a name for himself saving what many would call bombed out teeth, all with conservative direct composite. Dr. Gamichia believes there's a third option between pulling a tooth and placing a full crown, and for more than 25 years he's been proving that it works. His talent for restoring even the most damaged teeth with direct composite has earned him glowing Google reviews, and he grows his practice almost entirely by word of mouth. In fact, he even gets referrals from other dentists up to 3 hours away who trust him to save teeth affordably and conservatively. We'll dive into how he handles deep decay and pulp exposures, the materials and techniques that make it possible, and how his approach has become a real practice builder, showing that fee-for-service dentistry focused on preserving tooth structure can be both patient-centered and profitable. Before we bring in our guest, I do want to say that if you're enjoying these episodes and want to support the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'll be the first to know about our new releases, and our entire production team will really appreciate it. Dr. Gamichia, thanks for joining us on our show.
So happy to be here. Yeah. Honored, really.
Yeah, very happy that you're doing the show with us. And I love the fact that you do conservative dentistry, and that's why I'm really excited that you're on the show, because you've become known for your conservative approach with your colleagues and your patients, and you do this with direct restorative techniques, primarily using adhesive bonding system and composite resin. And I think it's fair to say that you've really pushed the envelope using composite to restore teeth that others might consider non-restorable. So to begin, tell us first what this has done for your practice.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the real world, and I have a lot of people that come in with a broken tooth. I got a 40-year-old occlusal amalgam, and the lingual cusp breaks off. It's a, say, a 50-year-old woman, and you say to her, listen, I think you're going to need a buildup in crown. And she might say, well, how much is that? And I would say, well, so in my office, it's $2,100. Maybe she would say, well, how much to pull it? Right? So I really feel like we need something between a buildup in a crown and extraction. So in my early years, I would say, well, I'm going to put a filling on this, and we'll see how it goes, right? And I put a big filling on it, and 5 years later, still on recall, it's there, and it looks as good as when I put it in. So I've found that it's kind of a practice builder. Like, this woman trusts me to do the best thing for her, right? And so my box, with your little box where you just have some fillings and some crowns, my box getting a little bit bigger. Well, now I feel like I trust my adhesive dentistry, my adhesive. And if I need to do something that's big, I really feel like it's going to work.
Yeah. And you talked to me once about, I think it was Dr. Bertolotti, who's they call the Bonadonis. Tell us about something that he talked about that kind of inspired you to really take advantage of the adhesive materials we have today and the technique that goes along with it.
I mean, talk about expanding your box. When I was 1 year out of school, maybe even 6 months out of school, I saw Ray for the first time, and it just blew my mind. He's like, I want to be that guy, right? And he, in 1996, he was taking a crown. His crown prep for a flat across the top. And he says, I can bond a crown on a flat tooth surface, so I don't have to cut more tooth. That was revolutionary. It was crazy. But here I am 30 years later, kind of doing that same thing.
Yeah. And you see a lot of your cases over the years, and you see that it works, which certainly gives you the confidence. So you kind of covered this in what you just said, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Can you walk us through your thought process when deciding whether a tooth can and should be saved with a direct composite restoration?
Well, I'll tell you, I saw a 25-year-old today with a crown on number 15, and I was just like, wow, that's so rare in my practice. I can't tell you anybody that's under 40 that has a crown in their mouth that I've treated, right? So really, young people I don't do crowns on young people. I would much rather, start that circle of death much, start it later. When they do the first crown, we're starting to see kind of deterioration in this tooth. So, and I'm not saying we're not getting deterioration in a big filling, but I don't like to do crowns on young
And the
people.
reason for that is that you obviously need to reduce the tooth more. You need to take away valuable tooth structure in order to put a crown on it. That's what your point is, right? You're trying to
Yes.
preserve. Okay.
Yes.
So you're trying to, and you feel
And a
that.
lot of it's visible. Like if you have a filling that needs repair, you can see it. And sometimes on a crown, you can't see it. It's got to be pretty big for you to even feel it, right?
And
So,
radiographically too.
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some dentists may say, well, crowns are $2,000 or whatever, and I'm going to be sitting there spending a lot of time handcrafting a composite and getting paid a fraction of that. What's your answer to that?
Well, if you really break it down per hour, can you do two fillings? Can you do two fillings in an hour? Can you do three fillings in an hour, right? I do a lot of fillings, so I could do three fillings in an hour. Let's say a person could do two fillings in 45 minutes. That's six, let's say $650 in 45 minutes. That's really around $800 an hour. A crown, $1,500, $1,600 in my office, about an hour for the preparation. Some assistant time for the temporary. You bring them back for the second appointment, 30 minutes for the seating. Your hourly rate on a crown is somewhere around $600, $700 to $800. And if you're doing two fillings in an hour in 45 minutes, it's about the same.
It
So,
just
and
it.
then God forbid the contacts aren't right or the color's wrong and you got to send it back. Now you've really broken into your profits.
Really, I think from your standpoint, and we talked personally about this offline, you would want your family, if you weren't a dentist, to go to a dentist that has the same philosophy of practice that you have, which is remove as little tooth structure as possible and manage these blown out teeth if they are the case with direct restoratives using a really good adhesive. So let's talk about that tooth that is really blown out, no pulp exposure, but it's very, very deep. What do you do clinically to protect the pulp vitality, knowing that, this big composite resin is going on top of it?
So in 2014, I saw a lecture by James Bader out of North Carolina, and he was basically saying the science, the systematic review, the reviews of the reviews say if you have a vital tooth, now we've established that the tooth is vital and it's close to the pulp, you can do an incomplete caries removal. So for the last 15 years or so, I established that a tooth is vital, then I am going to go and take the decay out until I'm getting a little bit uncomfortable in the depth. Then I'm going to leave, if I have to, I'm going to leave decay above the pulp. Now, my periphery is going to be super clean. My dent, my enamel layer and my 2 layers of dent or 2 millimeters of dentin are going to be super clean. No decay, just a little bit of a bevel. I mean, everything is perfect. So I don't want to hit the pulp. And so, even on a deep lesion, what I will do, I know it's deep. I know there's bacteria. What I'm going to put down on the deepest part is I'm probably going to put down some Theracal by Bisco. And this is a calcium silicate cement. I use it as a liner. And then I'm going to use my adhesive, my flowable, and then some layering technique and make a really beautiful, large, deep restoration.
When you say you leave decay, I assume you're talking about affected dentin. The mush part is going to be gone. But if it's still leathery,
Correct.
right, if it's still leathery, you're going to leave that. And that is what I hear many key opinion leaders doing now. They're even using silver diamine fluoride on top of that. So that's in the case when it's really deep and you're using that liner, the one you mentioned was Theracal. Is that something you have to light cure as well?
Yes.
Okay, so that has a resin component in it.
Correct.
Okay, and then you put the adhesive right over that, and then
Yes.
you like to use a flowable to get good adaptation, and then you
Yes.
layer in your composite, also
Yes.
light curing. So now let's talk about where you went into this large lesion and you get a very tiny exposure. Let's say it's a vital case. How do you treat that?
So I am going to try to get it to stop bleeding with just a pellet and just some light pressure. Okay. And I'm not going to overdo it. If this thing stops bleeding, I'll put some Vitrabond or a glass ionomer right over it, adhesive right back to my my other technique.
Okay.
Okay. The problem really becomes when you can't get it to stop bleeding. And so there's a lot of research out there and it's changing. And so at that point, if I can't get it to stop bleeding, I'm probably going to temporize it and refer them to an endodontist. But what I'm going to tell you is the research is changing. I have multiple conversations with endodontists about talking about doing full pulpotomies as a permanent restoration. And that's a little out there, I know, but have some discussions. I want the listeners to really kind of be on the cutting edge, and that is cutting edge. You're
Right.
putting a little MTA over the orifice or some biodentine and doing a permanent restoration, and that's kind of what the research is saying. And it is going to lead, it is going, if you can get it to stop bleeding at the orifice, this is going to be a healthy pulp and
The
avoid root canals. Yeah,
right. If there's
sorry.
if there's no bacteria that's involved with the canal, the hope is that the tissue inside the canals survive and
Yes.
they maintain vitality and
It's
that
pretty
can.
awesome.
Yeah,
Pretty
and
awesome.
then you're just obviating the root canal in the first place. We'll see how endodontists respond to that research. That's exactly. Yeah. I'm an endodontist retired, so it doesn't matter to me. But yeah, we'll see how they respond to that. And again, if you're putting a big case on it, you may have to talk to the patient about, this is not 100% long
Oh, yeah,
term.
there's definitely some conversations being had.
Right. There's conversation to be had. But the nice part about it with you is that if you do send it to an endodontist in the case where you can't control the bleeding of a pulp exposure, and they end up doing a pulpotomy with the MTA at the orifice, they could send it back to you and you can go straight back to your wizardry. That's a word, wizardry, with your direct composites, right? Because again,
Yes.
you can go straight down in there with composite and build that whole thing up. Now, one of the things dentists have trouble understanding when you teach and we talk about how you are really heroic with your composite resin is that they feel like it's too time consuming to carve up these things because there's nothing there. The anatomy is gone. The cusps have to be built up. There has to be it has to work. It has to be functional in occlusion. So how do you do that so quickly? You don't have a matrix. You just freehand it to get this all done?
Yes, a lot of practice. And so if
Yeah,
you've
tell us
ever
about that.
seen my work, I mean, if you gave me like a dentiform tooth right now and you just took the whole anatomy out, like 80% of the top layer, I can put anatomy in that tooth with an explorer in less than a minute. Okay. So, and it just takes practice, right? And you know what's it's funny is back in the day, 15, 17 years ago, I was back in my office doing anatomy on dentiform teeth and then doing it, wiping away, doing it again. So I have a skill that you have to practice. So I would do it on dentiform. I would do it on denture teeth, where denture teeth, people would have come in with no anatomy in their denture teeth. And I would say, hey, do you mind if I just sit and take a burr to this denture teeth and give you anatomy again? It takes practice. So you are not. It's going to be tough to do, but I can tell you if I have a blown out tooth and I have one wall and I can use one wall and put a Toffermeyer on there, I can do the cutting, I can do everything from start to finish on this thing in 25 minutes.
Yeah. And do you accept
And it
insurance?
looks,
Do you accept insurance or do patients have, are you fee for service?
yeah, we're fee for service. So,
What do you
and I
charge?
get,
If someone comes in, if someone comes in and you say you're going to need to spend $2,200 to have this restored with indirect means, or I could do it right here in the office today. And you need to do everything to that tooth. There's nothing, the cusps are
$575.
$575.
Yeah.
And with your success, with your adhesive systems and your composite and the layering that you talked about for pulp protection with the Theracal and everything else. What are you talking about as far as years with this usually? I mean, again, it depends on the occlusion, depends on the patient, depends on the home care. But what are you seeing? You've been doing this
Let me.
for 15 years.
I'll quantify my 575. 575 is the filling. If it's deep, right? If I'm doing electrosurge, I'm charging a little bit extra for electrosurge or gingivectomy. If there's close to the pulp and I have to do a pulp, indirect pulp cap, I'm charging a little bit extra for that. Okay, so it could be in the range of it could be $700, right? But
It's about a third of what you would charge for a crown.
exactly. And they're walking out the door in a half an hour are done. And so
And then what about the success rate? How many years are
So I saw a woman yesterday that I literally, there was a speck of tooth left that I could just put a Toffermeyer on there, and I held the band down with my finger because there was nothing there, right? She was at 4.5 years, and the filling looked amazing. Okay. There's another story I did where I helped. My hygienist had a person that cleaned her house, and she gave her the story like, I have a broken tooth, and I can't afford the crown. And my hygienist said, why don't you see my boss, he'll could probably do it with composite. So she comes in. I already told her, I'll do this for you, no problem. And I took the occlusal amalgam out, and both lingual cusps broke off. So she already had the mesial buccal cusp broken, and now she's got both lingual cusps broken off. And so all she's got is the distal buccal cusp. And I know she can't afford a crown, so I put this Toffermeyer on it and I do the best I can. It looks amazing after a half an hour, right? I was so happy with the way it turned out. I took some photos, never saw her again. So I talked to my hygienist. Where is, Betsy? Do you ever see Betsy? No, she doesn't clean my house anymore. So I call Betsy up and I call her and I say, Betsy, hey, is that filling still there? And she says, well, it's funny, it just broke. And I was like, oh, like, what do you mean broke? Like, is it chipped? Is it gone? Can you take a picture and show me what this looks like? She took a picture of it, and it turns out it was the tooth behind it that broke. And she didn't even know that this filling was there. That's 8.5 years later.
Wow.
The filling looks, it was still looking very, very, it looked a little worn, of course, because it's almost 10 years old, and the whole thing is composite. Those are the results I'm getting. So
Yeah.
I don't really quantify that with my patient. Like, hey, look, I don't think this is going to last. I just say, see you later.
So you don't even have that discussion with them that a full coverage crown is kind of holding the tooth together. Although, would
That one.
you
That one I'm telling them, like, look, we're pushing the limits. But on some OLs, right, that the whole lingual cusp broken off, I don't quantify it, right? If something's four cusps, I might say, hey, we're pushing the limits here. And if
Right.
it breaks, we'll talk about it.
So you use this composite that Bisco has.
Quantium.
How do you like that? How is that working for you?
It's really great handling. It's a nano hybrid, which you gotta be using nano hybrids. Great finishing, great strength, really easy to use. And as I told you before, when I put anatomy in, it really is a nice composite to kind of put anatomy in even before it's cured. So been really happy with it.
Yeah, that's a relatively new composite that's out there, more of an advanced material. So tell us about practice growth. We talk about how patients respond to the way you handle teeth that otherwise maybe they came from another dentist where they said, you need to have this extracted. We can't, if you don't have a full crown, this is the way to do it. You have to have, we need to send this to the lab, take an impression, send it to the lab. This is what you need done, three visits or whatever. $2,200 or whatever it costs, and then they go to you. How has that helped your practice overall when you talk to patients about this direct approach, this direct conservative approach?
My biggest referral is Google, right? I don't do any, I don't even know what my webutation is or reputation in the web, right? Webutation. But people say, I saw your reviews, right? Isn't that what it's about? Like, people are telling other people, right? For instance, I got a referral this week from an endodontist in Vero Beach. Vero Beach is 2.5 hours for me. And she says, I have a patient that I want you to see because I know the type of dentistry you do. Oh, by the way, this patient is my mother.
And they're sending this patient to you because everybody that's closer is not going to use restorative composite the way you do.
Right. And they want her, that she wants her mother to be treated conservatively. I'll tell you what's really crazy is I got a guy that is about 30 minutes from me, and he refers me all his composite fillings, the big ones, right? I don't know how to do these. You're a master at it. I want you to do this on my patient.
Yeah, it's
Isn't that
amazing.
crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy because, when you listen to a lot of the lectures in the continuing education courses, the commonality, the common theme between many of them is differentiate your practice. And the way you do that is airway specialist, wellness center, TMJ or TMD,
All on fours.
All on fours, Invisalign. You don't hear anybody lecturing about differentiating yourself to get referrals from 50 miles away based on doing direct composite restorations. But you have found that unique flavor that dentists and patients are going to get your services. I mean, it's very unusual and it's not something you would expect.
You know, I love doing dentistry, you know, and some people I know my age hate it, right? And they're just, it sucked the life out of them, you know, and I really get a lot of energy by doing art, right? And helping people, you know, and not, you know, crowns to me, they're pretty, but I think a really good, you know, composite restoration posterior is just so pretty to me. So I know I'm weird.
I think part of the enjoyment you're getting out of this, Dr. Gamichia, is that you're getting immediate satisfaction by doing this. And they come into the office with something pretty bad and they're embarrassed about it. They can't chew on it. It's probably painful. And they're at the verge of, like, they can't afford the indirect. They're at the verge of extraction. And then you come in like a hero and you literally build this tooth up out of nothing. And it looks beautiful because the composites today are just outstanding. Your technique obviously is pretty flawless as far as isolation and everything else, because we know, you know, fluid and contaminants in the area certainly don't help the adhesive strength of that complex that you're developing. But I think there's a immediate satisfaction to it, and they're so happy that you're there to do this. And like I said before, I think the problem that dentists have for them doing it is that they don't want to spend the time manually handcrafting this thing. They just feel like it's too manual. And having a lab do it is just, you just take the intraoral scanner, you digitally scan the tooth, and you send it out to the lab, and they send you back, you know, you get back a crown. They do the design, and you get back the crown, and you insert it. So there's a lost art there that you have preserved. It's because you're artistic and you enjoy it. And that's why you have a strong passion for dentistry, because you're able to do this. I want to ask you, how do you train your team or how do you keep everybody consistent to achieve high quality outcomes using these direct restorative materials so that you could consistently get this high bond strength and high success rate?
Well, I've been lucky that I have had the same assistant since I've graduated dental school. So, I mean, my assistant has been with me for 30 years, right? Her family lives in Maryland. All her family comes to me. So she, like, that's how much she believes in what we do, right? And she can smell BS from a mile away. And she will tell people, like, your dentist is full of BS. And, like, you know, like, listen, come, she's at the grocery store. Come to our place. She's at the, you know, a restaurant. You got to, no. She's telling people, like, they just believe in it, right? And so when you have one of those, then your new assistant, who might, you know, I don't really have turnover in my office. I'm blessed to have the same people. So so as soon as one person comes in here, they get it really fast. Like, this is the type of crazy stuff they do here. And it's fun.
Yeah. So you're enjoying your career. You're getting tremendous satisfaction out of it. Your team loves it. It's a happy place to work. So what would you tell a dentist who's in their office right now, listening to this podcast, or at home, ready to go to work tomorrow, about really being open-minded about what you can do with large restorations that you would typically go indirect, what you can do with direct restorative, and how you can actually build that segment of your practice up?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say, you know, start small, you know, get the right materials, right? You can call me, email me. I would love to talk to you, but start small. Like, one, say the mesial buccal cusp breaks off of a lower molar, right? And, you know, there's still a lot of tooth left, but you're kind of challenged by, you know, this is a pretty large restoration, but just start there, you know? And then as you start to believe, then go a little bit bigger and then a little bit deeper. Open your box a little bit, challenge yourself, but not too much to start, right? Because, you know, then you'll get frustrated. But I would just say, continue to just, you know, start small and then just push it a little bit more every time.
Yeah, and then the practice will make perfect, as the old saying goes. Dr. Gamichia, thank you for your time. I know you are very busy today. You took some time for our audience who can't see him. He's dressed up as a dentist. He's in his office ready to go back to his patients. So he fit us in, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I love talking teeth, and I hope everyone enjoyed it. Thanks, really.
Yeah, you're inspiring. Thank you so much. Take care.